Kurt Loder is a legend in the rock world. He was an editor at Rolling Stone, a longtime fixture at MTV. Look at that handsome face. He has made cameos in major films. He's also starting to become a legend in the libertarian world because of his bold stance about our growing nanny state. Kurt, welcome to the show.
Pleasure to be here.
Pleasure to have you here. What's wrong with the government today? Why is it that we don't trust it anymore? Why is it seems to be in our faces and in our lives? And if you watch the earlier part of the show, in our pants, in ways that we could never have imagined.
Well, I don't think, if you think like 50 years ago, I wonder if anyone would have thought that you'd have things like the TSA going into your pants, or something like, you know, the Kelo decision where the government decides that, you know, a municipality has the right to take someone's house and property and give it to a real estate developer. That's odd. But, I mean, you have things happening today like closing down a 7-year-old girl's lemonade stand,
because, right? You know, well, you have been in the entertainment industry. You're a legend and a pioneer in part of that industry. Do those folks in that industry welcome an intrusive big government, or do they recognize that freedoms are being lost slowly and gradually to the point where we're even talking about on national television government agents putting their hands in your pants in a public airport?
I know. You know, it depends on, it's like anything else. Some people are alarmed about it, some people aren't, and those people work at television stations or they work at B studios. I think the entertainment business is, you know, reliably liberal largely. But it doesn't go for everyone.
Is a libertarian an outcast in the entertainment industry? Is there a small gaggle of you guys?
I think there are more and more. I mean, you actually meet a lot of young people today that are libertarians. It makes sense to them to possibly revolt against their parents.
All right. Here in New York, we have a mayor who wants to regulate how much sugar restaurants can put in food, how much salt restaurants can put in food, and I suspect pretty soon how much salt we ourselves can put in food.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, how did we get to a nanny state? How did we get to an idea where the land of the free and the home of the brave, putting it that way, exerts government control over small areas of our lives?
I think that was, if there's anything, I think the recent midterm elections reflected a lot of things, but I think one of the things they reflected was a pushback against this intrusion of the government into our lives. And yeah, this spending hundreds of thousands of dollars in New York City create posters about the dangers of salty soup. It's just astonishing. Cracking down on Happy Meals in San Francisco is astonishing. Why would the government have the right to tell us what children eat in their Happy Meals?
In a couple of minutes, we're going to talk about whether or not we should keep the post office. It lost $8.5 billion with a B dollars last year, and there are parts of it that you're not even allowed to compete with. So the government can't deliver the mail. It wants to tell us what and how to eat.
Precisely.
All right. Is technology good for music today?
Technology is fabulous. I mean, it used to be that you had to, you know, be signed by a record company, go to a studio to make a record.
Right.
You can make it in your bedroom now. Sounds just as good. And it's really been a democratization of the music business.
And what has become, or what will become, of those big record companies because of the democratization of the music business?
Well, it's difficult. They're finding it difficult to deal with, and how they're going to make money from it. I mean, it's a period of flux, a period of change. It's not going to be the same as it was. You're not going to have all this money being thrown around. You won't have like gazillion-dollar champagne parties for your acts.
How did a rock star become a libertarian like you?
Well, I'm not a rock star, but many years ago when I was working in a newspaper in New Jersey, I got a flyer across my desk from the local Libertarian Party. It said their motto was free markets and free love. No, at the time,
free markets and free love.
Free love had a resonance at the time.
Right.
And I thought, what else is there to say, really? You know, we're in favor of people being left alone to do what they want.
And the government today doesn't want to leave us alone. It wants to tell us how to live.
It never does it?
No, it doesn't. Kurt Loder, it's a friend. It's a pleasure to have you here. You're a good friend. We hope you'll come back and join us again.
Happy to.
Thank you.